Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
Yes. Yes, Jack.
As you know, it's book week.
Yes.
It really feels like an opportunity for kids to celebrate their favourite characters, mm-hmm. dress up,
absolutely.
Enjoy the merriment that books bring. A wonderful initiative.
Yes. But we love book week.
But what about the parents?
Well, I mean, parents don't have a lot as much time to do the reading, right? You're always reading with your kids.
Jess, this segment is about the parents.
Oh.
I would like to present Adult Book Week.
Oh, okay.
The back corner, the sealed section. So this is about Daniel Ricciardo, Jess.
Oh, yes. We briefly did discuss this earlier.
Yeah. And so that plucked our intrigue, and I've since done a little bit more digging.
Excellent.
It's better than you could ever imagine.
Okay.
So Ricciardo is the protagonist of a new erotic novel titled Overtake My Heart, Thick Rick Races for Love.
Wow. I mean.
Written by Anita Driver.
So they've used a pseudonym.
Yeah.
I almost feel like we need to set the scene a little.
Yeah, cool. Because I'm about to read you the synopsis.
Please.
And, I think it's really going to set the scene. Rev up your engines for a sizzling, high-octane romance. Overtake My Heart will take you on a heart-stopping ride filled with passion, speed, and heartbreak. Follow Emily, a smart and independent woman, as she navigates the thrilling and glamorous world of Formula One racing and tangles with the irresistible, charming playboy, Daniel Ricciardo. Will Emily's love be enough to tame the notorious heartbreaker? Will Daniel risk his career and reputation for the woman who's captured his heart? Buckle up for a love story that's as unpredictable and exhilarating as a race itself. You'll be on the edge of your seat until the very last page.
Does this not sound like 50 Shades of Grey to anyone else? Like,
I haven't read it.
50 Shades of Grey, but with Daniel Ricciardo instead of Christian Grey.
And less whips by the sound of it.
Yeah.
So Ricardo's response, I've never heard of this. I think I'm flattered. I don't know, but I can't say. I've never heard of it.
Oh, but it's not just one book, is it? It's like a part of a whole series, isn't it?
69-part series.
Of course it is. of course it is.
I suggest to you, Jess, that Ricciardo wrote this.
Do you reckon he wrote it about himself? That would be peak narcissism.
And Jess, the reviews are in. The reviews are in.
People are liking it?
Well, let's read a few of these out.
I've never been like a kind of, you know, I never did the 50 Shades of Grey thing. I didn't even read Twilight when it came out. So I don't even know. I'm the right person for this.
Sure. I mean, they were floating around our house for a little bit, the 50 Shades books, which is an exciting time for me. These are the reviews.
Hit me.
Did you ever read My Dad Wrote a Porno? Listen to the podcast, My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yes, yep.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Don't know why I read this. Said one reader.
What a great review.
TikTok made me read this short story. Also, three whole damn pages about this man's thick neck. Wild.
Thick neck?
Thick neck.
Okay.
Okay, so let me start by introducing the two main characters. One, Daniel Ricciardo's neck. Emily. So, and there's a little quote. Emily found herself drawn to the sight, her heart beating faster as she imagined the neck. So
the neck.
The theme which has emerged out of the first flurry of people who have read this book is that there is a three-page focus on Ricciardo's neck.
What I'm understanding is that A, the book has been released, and B, we need to get our hands on this thing so that we can read about the neck.
Yeah.
I've never looked at a man and gone, wow, what a neck.
Good neck. I mean, if you really break it down, a neck can be quite phallic, Jess.
Can it?
I guess.
What's the book called again?
the book, what a title. I mean, I do get the feeling the title's the best bit. Overtake My Heart, Thick Rick Races for Love.
Yeah, thick about his neck, of course.
Of course.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
Jess, you are going to Japan in a friggin' week or something.
Yeah, it's like literally less than 2 weeks now. I think we're sitting at like something like 12 days. Not that I'm counting.
No. And I've never been to Japan before, but I know that you're going to Japan, so it feels like I'm invested.
Sure, yeah.
And my ears prickle at any news to come out of Japan.
Oh, God, don't tell me there's something, because I know that they're in the middle of a heat wave at the
Major
moment, which is...
earthquake. No, I'm joking. I hope I haven't created an omen.
No, don't say that.
Well, now it's out of our hands,
Jack,
Jess. I didn't mean to.
What are you doing?
Jess, when you're traveling overseas...
Yes.
You need to be aware of cultural practices that are different to our own.
Absolutely.
And you know, you need to be respectful of them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So not how we are in Bali.
Yes.
You know, as Australians.
Look at Australians in Bali, do the opposite. Yes.
An Australian tourist has found himself in a bit of a hot water, Jess.
Oh, no. And in Japan?
And I'm not talking about an onsen.
Good Japan gear.
Yeah,
good Japan
really good.
Gear.
That's a, for those who don't know, a bathhouse.
Yes,
onsen.
Bath. Yeah.
No tattoos allowed in bathhouses.
No.
Visible. A travel vlogger, aka an unemployed person, Turan William Salas. Turan William Salas is his name. He was apprehended by a police officer for being, and I quote, naked above the waist.
Naked above the waist.
Naked above the waist.
So he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Wasn't wearing a shirt, yeah. So he left the beach and as many people do, he just had the rig out.
Oh, my God.
And then he's gone into a supermarket, you know, I don't know what he's getting.
Much maybe, like that football player, Devon. Just
Yeah, Devon 11.
Yeah.
So he's gone into the Devon 11 and to pick something up. And a police officer's come over and he's using a translation app on his phone. And he's saying, no, you can't, you got to have a shirt and you can't be naked above the waist. Obviously, that's a translation.
Wow.
So, Jess, you got to, can't be naked above the waist.
I am often naked above the waist. So I'm going to have to bring some extra shirts with me.
We've
to
all
Japan.
Known. Because people warned me when I started working
here.
Yeah. Jess is often naked above the waist in the office. And I was like, when I saw this story.
Just avert your eyes.
When I saw this story, I was like, Jesus, Jess is going to have to really curb her.
It's going to, look, Japan's going to be a struggle for me because, you know, wearing clothing, not my thing, obviously.
Well, you have to go shopping.
Yes, I will. Yeah. Arigato. Thank nice. You so much. Much, Jeff.
just something to keep your eyes peeled for, mate.
I will have to tell my fiance to also keep his shirt on.
And if you see anyone doing it, spear tackle on.
Yes.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Playing one of Jack's favourite games, Guess Your Dog.
Guess Your Dog.
We'll guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
Yes.
Yeah. That's as simple as it is. 52232955. If you've got a dog, we're going to ask you three questions. Yep. And based on those three questions, we're going to guess what kind of dog you have.
Jess, we almost needed to play more music
mm-hmm.
to get to all the people trying to call
in. I don't know if we're going
to
be able to get to everybody today, but we'll do our very best. We're going to start off with Joel in Armstrong Creek. Joel, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, perfect. Joel. Unofficial question. How are you, mate? You good?
Yeah, good.
Okay,
good.
Great.
Now, guys, there's no, you know, lights and, you know, mirrors here or whatever the expression is. Certainly not that. Joel said to me when I was on the phone to him, he said, you're not going to get this. It's a curly one.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's set the scene. Jack, take the first question, my friend.
Okay. Joel, how are you, by the way? Did Jess ask that?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
He's too excited, Joel.
How many scoops of dry food or how much canned food are you feeding your dog depending on your chosen style of food?
One and a half.
One and a half what, mate?
Scoops of dry food.
Okay. Dry right. food. So it's a healthy dog.
Joel, is your dog a crossbreed?
No.
No.
Joel, what kind of car do you drive?
A wagon.
Need more information. Is it a Subaru wagon?
A Holden wagon.
Holden. Okay. All right.
All right.
Sit tight, Joel. We're going to have a little chat.
Let's just put Jolly on hold.
I feel like, it's not a crossbreed, so, but a curly one.
Yeah.
Is this like an imported dog?
Okay. So he reckons it's a curly one. Jeez.
Or is he just trying to throw us off and he's just got like a blue hair?
I'm going to say it's a Labrador.
Labrador?
Yeah.
Straight all right, up. Okay. Joel, Jack confidently thinks you've got a Labrador, mate.
No, I don't.
Oh.
You sure?
Yep.
What dog is it?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
Of course we do, mate.
It's an 85-kilo Neapolitan Mastiff.
Mastiff!
Wow.
We have a Mastiff right here in Geelong?
What's its name?
Yeah. Danos.
Danos Direct. Danos Direct and I weigh the same amount, so that is absolutely unbelievable. I would love to see the package on Danos, maybe for another time. Let's move on from Joel. Let's get another caller on.
All right, Christy from Newcombe. How are you, Christy?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, of course, an unofficial question. You do have a dog, yes?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect. Let's get stuck in.
All right, Christy, Jack here. Lovely to be playing this with you. I'm sure you must be over the moon as well. Mate, how big is your backyard?
Fairly big, actually, yeah. Big.
Okay, fairly big. Christy, what is your dog's name?
Nala. N-A-L-A.
Okay. Nala. How many walks are you taking Nala on a day?
Minimum one with the winter, but it can get up to 2 to 3 when the summer's nicer, like when it's, yeah, okay. Summer and...
Very active dog
Nala's
family.
Nala's active, and Nala is a bit of a...
Sit tight for a second, Christy.
Yeah, sorry, we're in the now in the working out phase. I don't want to accuse Christy of being a bit of a hippie, but it does feel like a bit of a free-spirited name.
Sure, yeah. It's very Lion King.
Very Lion King. Is it from Lion King?
Yeah, Nala. Simba and Nala,
okay.
I assume.
Well, then we've got a dog which is going to speak to that, right?
Sure.
So is it a golden retriever?
Oh, good call. I was thinking a lab.
I just did lab.
You just did lab.
I've rattled myself.
No, you confidently said golden retriever. I think we go with that.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Christy, we think you've got a golden retriever.
No, she's a boxer.
Boxer.
A boxer.
Yep.
Dang. Jack, you switched the brain on today, mate.
What you've got to do with things like this is move on instantly.
Okay, so, all right, let's move on instantly.
Cut Christy. Hang up on Christy.
Steve.
Steve-o.
Steve from Geelong. Hey,
how
mate. Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Steve, okay. You sound like a bit of a knockabout bloke. The quiz hasn't started yet. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Steve, how many... Okay, sorry. And now we started?
Yeah, we've started now.
All right. Steve, would you take your dog to the pub?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Steve, when your dog sits on your lap, is it super cute or is it a bit of an inconvenience?
Oh, it's a big inconvenience.
Big inconvenience.
Wow.
Okay.
Steve, if you had a ute, not sure if you do or you don't, is this the kind of dog that would ride in the back?
No, because he's scared.
Scared.
Okay, so that...
Okay, Steve.
All right. It's got to be
a word. Sit tight, Steve. Okay.
Got to be
Can
a
go to
dog.
The pub.
Can go to the pub.
Inconvenience to sit on, so you know it. Maybe like a German Shepherd.
All right. Do you want to have a go at that? Because I reckon it's going to be a Kelpie.
Kelpie.
But I want you to go for it just in case I'm right and I can rub it in your face.
Okay, let's go with that then.
All right.
Steve, we think you've got a German Shepherd, mate.
Nah, I've got an American Mastiff.
Another Mastiff.
Oh, my God. It's Mastiff mania around here.
We should have gone with Mastiff.
All right, hang up on Steve. Have we got time to get to Tiffany?
No, we've got to move on, mate. I'm sorry. Sorry, Tiffany.
Oh, my God. Well, another successful outing.
Was it?
3 from 3.
Was it a success?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think it was that successful, mate.
Unfortunately, this game, what happens to it?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to negotiate with Tim to see if it gets brought back.
Yeah.
Because you said there was going to be dollars attached.
Yeah, I expect
for the return of Guess Your Dog.
Paper bags and cash.
So Guess Your Dog might be coming back when Tim returns next Monday.
What a game.
You don't know.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.